Oh, well, let's try to do a beatbox together.
Let's not.
Thanks, Liz, for
joining
that one.
I'm like really part of the team.
All right. Hey, everybody, we are the Problem Solvers. And guess what day it is today? It's Matt's birthday. Happy birthday, Matt.
We turning up in this motherfucker.
I got to be very clear about one thing. We here at the Problem Solvers do not take birthdays lightly. Don't worry, I'm getting to it. They're very important. And like, out of love and respect, we want to let you know on your birthday and your special day that we appreciate you. We couldn't do what we do here without you. And it would behoove me to throw an honorable mention out there for another problem solver who does so much. Today is Dave Rose's birthday as well. Happy birthday, Dave Rose. And that's it. Those are the only birthday announcements we have that I know of.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Liz.
Thanks.
So, yeah, we're the problem solvers.
I have a tear.
Since your birthday got skipped, you can share mine.
Thank you.
But only a quarter of it.
All right, that's fair. 25-75 split?
Yeah.
So, I am like a quarter of your age, so.
I was actually born like 45 minutes ago. 40
nice.
Minutes ago.
I was born at 3:37.
You look great for 45 seconds.
Freshly old,
or 45
yeah.
minutes old.
Yep, not bad. I'm a fast learner.
Who wants to mention all the things?
So don't forget to email us your problems at problemsolvers4e@gmail.com. We have an Instagram, the Problem Solvers Podcast. We have a Twitter, same thing. We have a Facebook. I don't really post there, but follow us anyway.
I do once a week when I remember.
Good job. Oh, that's about as much as I do it. Zach has an OnlyFans.
We accept rolled coin through the Postal Service.
Yeah.
My OnlyFans is OnlyFans/CaptainCrunchy, by the way, if you need to find me. So, before we get into today's episode... Oh, first, let me introduce everyone. Birthday boy, Matthew.
Heyo.
Ex-birthday woman, Liz.
Hi.
And with us again, sans Icky Vicky, we've got... Nice, Chris. How's it going, Chris?
It's not my birthday.
Not his birthday
not
at all.
Close.
Not important.
Well, actually,
then.
No. My birthday's coming up in June, so I guess it's getting there.
It's
close.
Not.
But happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Now, I told Chris already, before we get started, all I want to do is I've been workshopping a joke in my head.
Oh, Lord.
And I need you guys to tell me if it's funny or not.
You refused to tell me this earlier.
Yeah, I want to tell him because I need to know genuinely if it's funny.
It's got to be fresh.
Like, we all know that I've had a lot of experience with the trans community since, you know, I get hit on by them a lot on the old dating apps. But now that I'm down the city, I see a whole lot more of these freaks running around. These beautiful, beautiful people. And one of my transgender friends was asking my advice because they were going to adopt a child. And she was getting some pushback from the adoption agency because of their sexual status. That they were, like, not sure if they wanted to rent a child to these people.
I think it's a lease. You have to...
You can bring it back. But when they asked me, I was like, why couldn't you guys be parents, you know?
Yeah.
Like, to me, the answer is clear. Trans parents.
God damn it.
Trans parents. The answer is clear.
It was not good.
You've been holding out of that one like a fart and let it out, and that's what you're bringing us?
You know when you get like a nut after a long time? That's how I feel right now. I've been letting that baby stew all morning.
I think it's also an award-winning show from Amazon.
It is. Transparent is a show.
Motherfucker!
You're only like 3 years late.
Oh.
Seriously. It's been on for years.
Edit this out. I'll come up with a new joke right now. Knock, knock.
Who's Who there?
A man that doesn't have a dick anymore.
Transparency.
That sucks. I thought I was real clever. But at least I got the double entendre of clear, transparent.
Oh, my God.
It's great.
You know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's a multi-tier.
Yeah. You got to think about it. You got to think. You know, actually, everybody think about it for a second.
I will. I have been. I can't stop.
So what are we doing today, guys?
Partying.
Just a lot of questions.
We got a round. Questions. of would you rather questions. This was something that Dave wanted to do way back when. He wanted to do just like gross would you rathers, but Dave,
let's get him on the line.
Dave's,
let's get him on line one.
If for real, it's his birthday today too. I didn't know you guys had the same birthday.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, he's probably partying or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Matt.
I think a couple years ago we spent our birthday together at Crossroads. He was tending bar and I was slinging sausage, and it was
like a sex thing.
It was a great birthday. It
sounds like a buddy cop.
It turned into one. It didn't start out as one.
Bartender and the sausage slinger.
I love you, Dave.
An ABC Family.
Right after Transparence.
All right, I'll come up with a new joke now. Bunch of people confused about their sexual orientation own a railroad. Trains gender. There. Watch that. Watch that show.
I'd watch that.
I'd watch it there. No. I could do this all day. I'm an idea man. That's what I tell people. I'm
they're
an
not
idea
good
man.
Ideas.
That's
but they're
exactly
ideas.
What Thomas the Train is going to be once the liberal mob gets done with it.
Would you rather, Matt, imagine Thomas the Train as having huge fat titties dragging on the track?
Yes.
Or a big fat dick slanging down the track behind him.
Wait.
It's 2021. Can't he have both?
Time out.
I vote both.
Isn't it Thomas the Tank Engine, not Thomas the Train?
Oh, that's a Mandela effect thing. That's a Mandela effect thing. People are like,
Nelson Mandela did that?
Yeah, he did. That's why they put him in jail.
God damn it.
They were like apartheid nothing. You got the wrong train.
It's the worst birthday ever.
Yeah. That's another
what?
One. I thought, were you, sure you and I it? Talking about it?
Not this particular Mandela effect.
No. I was talking about it with somebody the other day.
Right. No, it's Thomas the Tank Engine. I'm looking at it right now.
But,
Thomas the Train sounds funny.
Yeah. I think the thing is, some people think it's Thomas the Steam Engine.
Who the fuck thinks that?
Yeah, who the fuck
people from my universe.
Okay, well, your universe is dumb.
That doesn't make any sense.
Thomas the coal-powered engine. That's what I thought it was.
Gonna be Thomas the solar power engine soon.
Thomas the Tesla.
If the liberal fucking mafia has their way,
fucking Musk. It's bullshit. Killing babies with straws.
Kill babies with straws?
Stem cells are sucking
out. Kill babies with everything.
Oh my god! I have to write
babies are
that
so
down.
Easy. Anything. Yeah, a tennis racket, a shoe, a cookie.
I assume dead. Hypothetically you can kill them with that, but I know for a fact you can kill them with a bat. I've been there.
You can kill him with the animal bat as well. If you hit him
from
hard enough.
China. That's killing babies.
China.
Killing babies already.
God.
See, guys, I got to say, I miss recording in person because you don't get that same fucking energy.
No. So
when
good.
Matt's going, how do I use this thing? Slap his
just
face against
the screenshots I have of your face. I will miss
I'm
that.
I'm old.
Tonight.
I just turned older. It's not getting any better from here.
I know.
Pretty soon I'll be figuring out how to use the mic.
Dude, I thought I was fucking bomb at spreadsheets. And I was like, yeah, I can make all these spreadsheets for work. And this fucking dude who's like 10 years younger than me, that's my boss, is like, oh yeah, just do this, transpose that, export this. And I was like, the what?
You fucking with macros?
Yeah, I got a Mac here and I got my PC here.
No, macros in the spreadsheet.
Oh.
You make them where you like push a button and it does stuff.
And shit?
No, like it actually runs. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
We should start a side podcast of us explaining spreadsheet to people.
Yeah, it won't be very long.
Do
two
a
episodes.
A podcast.
A podcast within a podcast.
A segment.
Yeah.
A segment
Tech Corner.
This week on Tech.
You heard of macros? Shit's fucking wild.
I just found out how to make the cells change color when they say a certain value.
We'll call it Matt and Zach's Excelling Adventure.
Whoa!
That was better than any of your jokes so far.
I texted that joke to Matt this morning. Okay. He stole it from me. All right, so let's get. You know, we get listeners that are always emailing us that are like, it would be really funny if you guys did a Would You Rather episode.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lie. That's a lie. No one's ever asked us that. But fuck our listeners. Oh, also our listeners, not all, but a lot of them reach out to me personally after we answer their questions. And they were like, thank you very much. Problem solved. My friend Julie said that she's going to indeed murder the lady with the parking spot. You might not remember.
That was
you,
no, yeah, no, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
yep.
You got a killer. His was to collect his social security.
Oh, wait, yep. Yeah, I forgot about
killer,
that.
Killer, profit, move on.
Yep.
Yep. So, good for her.
Proud. Yeah, we got that going for us.
Really excited for her.
But yeah, so we're going to do Would You Rathers.
All right.
We're going to freeform this. We're going to start with Chrissy's going to ask a bunch until he gets angry at us.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's just so much.
That's what she said.
I'm going to edit that out.
All right, so we're gonna start off just real strong, I think, with my favorite question of the list. I don't know who, if it wants to be like a, which one wants to fire off first.
I say
or
start here, and then we'll go like back and forth or whatever. All right, cool.
So, I got a serious one for you.
All right, Matt, you're up first.
All right, I'm ready.
Would you rather have a 10-inch long belly button that sways to music, or accordions for legs?
Do the accordions make noise?
No shit, dude. I've broken accordions.
Perfect.
The belly button.
Why?
I feel like you could conceal it better. I feel like
there's
my legs are
the
my legs are
bonus.
My legs are yeah, 10-inch whatever.
I would not be impressed.
But yeah, no, like my legs are important. They're already damaged, and I see how it affects my life.
That's pretty fair. Plus, you can't really murder. You can't do the sneaking if you have accordions for legs. Like, they're going to know.
That's true.
From a mile away.
You guys are changing my mind because I was going to go full on accordion legs so that I can play music when I go up and downstairs.
My mind is racing with the belly button possibilities now.
Yeah, I'm like,
and
curious.
It sways
like, what's,
music?
It, I forgot it was 10 inches. Specifically to music, yeah. So it kind of starts dancing on its own.
Shit. You put on Tiesto and
what's the girth?
Put that thing somewhere.
I would hope it's regular belly button size.
Oh, shit. That changes things.
Well, I have an innie, so why do I... Can it...
No, no,
I'm not
more.
About that.
Yeah, no, it's coming
I'm not
out.
About that.
I think everybody here has an innie, right?
I thought it would
What's
be...
What's the tip look like? Does it look like the inside?
Like
a hot dog? Like
the
end of a hot
thing?
Dog? Yeah, like
it's
a little butthole
little,
knot?
The little asterisk.
All right, so Matt's answer is swangin' thang. I think you guys swayed me to the swangin' thang, too.
If it's pencil size, though, I don't know if I'm as excited about it. I
guess in my mind,
I'll still
I
take it.
Pencil size belly button thing.
When I thought it was like the size of like an Italian sausage, I was a little...
Is your belly button that big?
No, I'm just saying. Okay. Like, I don't know what, like the whole hole of it and like the surrounding,
but like it's 10
convex
inches.
Area.
Do you tuck that into your waistband when
you're?
Yeah,
you have to.
You
have to belt
it to the top of
yeah.
your chest.
You need
and,
to
like, put it like a bra.
You probably need to ace bandage it around your whole body.
Mm. And but the thing is too is it doesn't just move. The normal physics of you walking. It dances.
It dances to music.
So yeah, if you're anywhere yeah. where there's music, all of a sudden you got this little wiggler
Ace
on your
bandage
chest.
It and the little clips go popping off and hit somebody in the face. You're just unraveling like a mummy.
I want the world to know.
Your stomach
yeah,
dick is
really
just dancing around. Yeah. Doing the Macarena.
So in my head, I thought accordion legs because like music would be real fun.
It would be.
But then I didn't think about the logistics of like, I walk. My legs move all the time.
Think about if you were going to walk to do the Godfather theme, how slow you would have to walk. Sure. You'd have to have some kind of like helium suspension system. Too.
I'd be rocking like Weird Al songs, like fast paced, like, like just running around.
You could very easily be a professional clown. I think it would be an added bonus.
Yeah. And oh, you know how cool cartwheels would be though? Because you'd be like,
oh, that's true.
Yeah. I don't know. I own an accordion. I don't know what they sound like.
You know, I initially thought that it would hinder your ability to kill someone, but if you were able to somehow kind of build your, like a name for yourself, like being a pro hitman, that would be like this like terrifying thing. You're walking down the street, you hear the accordions in the distance.
Yeah, you're playing.
The time is coming.
No, he's just run away.
Okay,
worst,
good point.
Worst hair entry.
You know what's going to happen is your belly button's going to start dancing to my accordion song.
I call myself the ice cream man. Fucking ding-a-ling comes along. You're like, all right, I'm just out of here. I'm not going to die today over this ice cream truck
that
song.
Would ruin
that
ice
like.
Cream truck business, though.
Plus, how fast can you really run with accordion legs?
Maybe faster.
You are.
Yeah, so we don't know the science.
Yeah, what happens if you're enhanced there, dude?
We do not
like
know the science.
You got like a 10-foot jump? Who knows?
You would need that's somebody to like hold hold down the bottom accordion to get you the inflation you needed.
To spring?
Yeah, it's not going to spring. You're just going to... And then you're going to have to pick them up slow.
All right, belly buttons win. Liz, what do you got?
Okay, I was fine with belly button until you guys talked about what does the tip look like, and I can't do it.
But hold on.
I don't want to look
at
it.
When you were fine with it, what would you want the tip
oh,
to be?
Oh, just a small lizard face.
I didn't think about it.
What's oh,
it?
Smaller her face.
Smaller sentient. It talks and everything.
No, I didn't.
It's like the Beetlejuice when he turns into the worm.
Oh, my God.
What's your sexy belly button fantasy? Mine's an asterisk.
I'd imagine it just looks like a belly. That's my thing. I think it looks like a belly button.
But belly buttons are gross.
Yeah, super
but
gross.
But, like, even that.
I guess I wouldn't have
questions.
To clean my belly button, like, anymore. You know what I mean? Like, so I get dog hair stuck in it at work all the time. That wouldn't happen. So maybe I do want that.
You should stop putting the dog's
inside
noses
belly,
in your
yeah.
belly button to hold them still. It seems wildly unprofessional.
Yeah. No,
if
it's
you
not.
Had the outward one, you could just clip them to it. And
oh, my God.
Be
good.
10 inches from you.
I guess I'm getting a belly button. Guess I'm getting a 10-inch belly button.
You're going with the belly button.
Yeah, I guess
interesting.
So.
Interesting. It doesn't ever
so
get
gross.
Hard. It just flops around. Yeah.
Story of my life. All right.
That's
rough.
Wait. No.
Are we
going to
go
soft
one question?
Is
one
question?
It? Are you going
to get... Hold on. Let's go back to this.
This whole episode is about this one question.
All right.
Yeah, what's it feel like?
Is it soft like a limp dick?
Mind, I'm thinking of like
it's
a limp dick.
It's like
kind of...
It's got... Like a tail, almost. You know, like it's like a...
There's a bone
like
in
a
tail.
Rat, like a rat tail, yeah.
Oh,
you so think there's like a bone in it?
No, not a bone, but like cartilage.
Like a shark from
yes.
the last...
It yeah. does have to move somehow, if we're really looking
yeah,
at this
yeah, because how would it...
Yeah, because
it kind of has to have...
Right, right.
So does it have muscles? Do I have to work it out?
Oh,
like,
man,
do I have
yeah.
to go to the gym for my belly button?
Dude, it
yeah, don't get your belly button all swollen. Yeah, like, I don't like a big, muscular belly button on a woman. I like them to be sleek and hairless and ladylike.
A nice slender 10 inches?
Oh, my God.
All right, we got to move on to
this.
Yeah, this
is making me want
to... Do we have to? I think it's a Slim Jim with an
yeah.
eyeball
honestly,
at the end
of it.
That's
what I'm thinking, like, in my mind, like, Slim Jim texture and length. But, all right, let's go on. Next question.
I'm a fan of that.
Fair enough.
Hey, Zach, would you rather shit on someone or have someone shit on you?
I'd rather shit on somebody. No doubt about it.
I second that emotion.
Like, I don't want my own dookie on me. So, take that. Like, I'll shit on any one of you right now to stay alive. Like, I don't
sexy.
Give a fuck. I always keep a turd in my pocket in case somebody comes at me harsh.
Yeah,
I'm just like, what?
I like it.
I think we're all in agreement, right? We'd rather shit on someone.
Be yep. honest.
Yep. Yeah, no, I'd rather shit on someone.
It's a safe space.
Yeah, I honestly
no one,
have been... Like,
that's not my
know
kink.
What your answer
not
is.
My kink.
I've been wondering, because I think about it a lot, like, because it blows my mind that people are sexually into that. Like, everybody's got their own thing, but there's some people that are sexually, like, piss on me, shit on me.
Yeah.
All right, R. Kelly.
And, like, I hope that I encounter one of these people one day, and I don't know what I would do. If like if it was like a smoking hot 10, and she's like, Zach, it's gonna sound weird, I want you to dookie on me. Then
would
I'll
you?
Then I'll lick you from your B hole to your C hole, and like, would I do it? I don't know. It would depend on the girl.
I don't
think
I could poop on command.
No, I don't
like.
That
I can
true.
Pee on command, no problem.
Lot,
but
so like,
I could
poop. Yeah, we talked about this. Before.
I could probably muster up a dookie.
Yeah, I can give there. Something. It's not. It might not be. Yeah.
Like a piss
it might
test,
not be
like
quality,
it's not gonna be a four course meal, but I can give you an appetizer if I have to.
No, I wouldn't be able
but
to
no,
do
I
it.
Wouldn't do it. Because what do you do afterwards? Like you're not what do you say? Like, all right, now go boil yourself and then we'll proceed.
How do you think we feel
yeah,
after guys
here,
come on
go.
Our back? Like just go wipe off and be done with it.
I bet a lot better than a woman who got shit on. That's how
that's true.
Okay,
I'd rather
okay,
get
yeah.
nutted on in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'll take like 10 nuts
yeah.
before I take one.
Absolutely.
One log.
That, no would you rather? There's a, the next. Would you rather?
So
10 nuts
a,
to the face or one log to the
I'll
face?
I'll take him to the face with the mouth open.
Whoa.
So is there a damp towel involved with pooping on someone?
Damp towel is actually what it's called when you take 10 nugs to the face and one dump on your lap. That's called a classic. That's a Philly wet towel. Next.
So, you know, before we started recording, we were talking about your recent helping out in the cemetery.
Yerp.
So,
I'm going to call it helping out if the penalty for not helping is going to prison.
These motherfuckers ain't going to bury themselves.
So, would you rather have sex with a hideously ugly woman? Like, I'm talking fucking Quasimodo, just mm-hmm. rough, haggard, mm-hmm. or a smoking hot, beautiful, fresh corpse?
How fresh are we talking? Oh, wait, Liz is answering this one.
Probably an ugly person. We've
just
all
a
seen
mangled...
Yeah, we've all seen half the men I've been with, so. Yeah, no. Easy answer.
I haven't seen half of them.
This is my big thing.
Probably I haven't 40%. Either at this point.
I have to extrapolate. It's always dark. How fresh dead are we talking? Are we talking still hasn't shit itself? Still warm?
I think like not in like, rigor. You know, like just killed, but...
Do I have to kill
fresh
him?
Fresh enough, I guess.
Because let me tell you, I've never been more in the mood for sex than after I freshly killed something. So, like, this could work.
Specify the organism. Deer?
I would like to plead
dog.
The fifth on this one.
Jeremy's dog. Patches or whatever.
What was that dog's name?
Bailey.
Yes, Bailey. And but the other one, too.
Should have been called
and,
Patches.
And the other one. I got that one, too. Justin's.
Oh, Shrimp Eye.
How many dogs have you killed?
I don't want to talk about it.
No, they both deserved it.
Yeah, not deserved it.
For mercy.
Yeah, it was, they were getting put to sleep, and so it was like, I'll do it. So I've...
they were not getting
three.
Put to
it's
sleep.
It's three. I've shot three
the
dogs.
One was going to turn God. Into ground.
Jesus Christ, that's a real fact?
Real fact.
But holy the one literally was shit. Turning into ground beef inside of a cage in a relatively small house.
Yeah.
Okay. The vet I'm was fine like, with mercy kills.
Yeah, the vet was like, the only thing we can do is put this dog to sleep immediately. Yeah.
And it
was
only a...
Yeah, that's
it's not,
thing.
No, it's like, it's...
We
like,
were,
depending
we were
on
like
the dog size, like $1,000.
Yeah, we didn't have any money.
Yeah,
and
no, it's
I
not
was
cheap.
Like, well, I can kill a dog.
It's just wild to me that we got to killing dogs when the question was, would you fuck a fresh corpse?
Oh, no, I'd rather fuck an ugly person. Yeah, okay. Now, anyway, so shooting this dog was...
Can we not?
My God.
I'm gonna snuggle my dog so hard.
Once you
murk
one dog and somebody needs a dog put down, they don't want to pay for it, you're now that guy that can do it. So
your dog
I had a couple other friends who were like, I need you to do this, and I'm like,
yeah, it's like once you babysit for free, $50. Now you never get paid.
I might call you when the time comes. I don't really want to take my dog to the vet.
I mean,
it's a really nice experience.
I want to air this out real quick. I take zero pleasure from it. It's just that
I don't want you to come over and pleasure yourself to ride that dog.
Like,
thanks for calling me, bro. Bam!
I've discovered a lot about myself and, like,
inside of a dead dog.
Killing things I can do, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I can. I think
also,
I can.
I think. I don't want to get on too big of a tangent, but I think I might real life. Like, I might be like a serial killer person because.
See, this is why we need Vicky back over here. Yeah. She can.
Same, bro.
Dig into that brain. And...
I was trying to explain to the guy that I report to for community service that, like, the reason that I always excel at stuff is because I don't be myself for the people that I'm trying to get something from. I become a mirror for what I know they want to see, and then I make a better version of it. And he was like, what? And I was like, if I know that if you specifically, the guy that I'm reporting to, want a guy that's like friendly, reliable, nice guy, I'll be that times 10.
And then I'll put you in my basement.
Yeah, so you're a psychopath.
Yeah. I was like, to be completely honest, I'm not too sure who I really am. Because I'm an amalgamation of all these fake things to make people give me what I want.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I feel the same way.
About me?
No, about me. I don't belong here at all. I just try to fake it.
Yeah.
The best I can.
I fake it all the time.
It's not easy. I seem to get jobs when I apply for them, but it's always strange to me. My first job interview, because none of my job interviews were in person, they were all on the phone for this last job that I have now. First interview, I was drinking a 40 in my car, smoking a Black and Mild the whole interview because I thought it would relax me, but it really made me more. Then I had to look for cops because I was in like the three-way parking ride, and yeah.
And he was going for an interview to be a police officer at that time.
Got it. See you on the highway, motherfuckers.
Oh, maybe I should become a cop because I just like killing innocent things.
True.
Not this a bad a idea.
Any kind of empathy, ooh, so ooh, it fits.
Got it. You should just be like, only call me when a deer got hit by a car, but it's still alive.
And also,
I'm that cop.
It needs to be still alive.
I am officer.
It needs to be hanging on the precipice of death.
On day one, they're like, here's your badge and gun. And I'm like, I'll just take the badge and that baseball bat. All right. Would you rather questions, you fucking boners?
So, Matt, what would you rather?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd rather fucking
ugly.
Okay.
Y'all are prudes.
What was, I forgot the question, was the corpse like exceptionally good looking?
Yeah.
Super
yeah.
hot.
It was fucking like your dream?
Smoking
yeah,
hot.
No, still
if
ugly.
If not wanting to participate just in to make sure.
I am curious about, okay like, what kind of titties we working with on this corpse?
Pop it.
Give me full measurements with decomp.
All right, so let's, All right, so we're staying in the realm of sex.
All right! Fuck yeah, bro!
Matt, would you rather have sex with... And this kind of goes back to Zach's opening joke. Matt, would you rather have sex with Megan Fox with a penis or Tom Hiddleston with a nice, you know, taut vagina?
Whew, tough one.
Hmm.
Tom Hiddleston, remind me again, he's a...
The P.E. Blinders guy?
No, he's fucking he's Loki.
Oh, oh, what's the name God. Of the...
Killian Murphy is P.E. Blinders. All right.
I'll take the dick one. Loki guy is not... Yeah. Not attractive.
You're telling
at all.
Me Loki in full Marvel Cinematic Universe get up
whew.
With a nice hot puss? You're not banging that?
I'm an open-minded fella, and I'm saying no. He's just not my
not
thing.
Your type.
Yeah. He's got that Slytherin vibe,
yeah.
if you will.
Yeah.
And have you ever seen his like regular hair? It's all curly and shitty,
blonde.
So like, I think.
But no, he doesn't have that when you're fucking him. He's got.
He's a Loki.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. He just kind of made it into Loki, but
it was Loki.
That really is his best self.
That stone is on your balls too. Just saying.
Oh, the mind stone.
Tickling it. Yeah,
they
yeah.
They call it the pussy stone.
Pussy shaft.
I think I agree with it because like you're not getting railed by hot Megan Fox with a nice dick, right? I'd be fucking. Hot Megan Fox with a nice dick in the butt.
It's just, it's kind of open to interpretation.
Yeah, so,
just,
I that's mean, what I would that's do. How you yeah. choose.
No, you're 69-ing her. You're 69-ing
her. I think, to be fully honest, yeah. if I could be fully transparent, yeah. it is Matt's birthday.
Did you just say that intentionally?
What the hell does that mean?
Oh, I forgot about transparency. Weeknights on Amazon. But I think if it was Megan Fox with a dick, I would fuck her from behind, and I think I'd be okay with jerking her off. Because, like, why not? You know, she's there for a good
she's
time.
A person. She deserves that.
Yeah, right.
Like, Trans Fox deserves that.
Yeah, man.
Trans Fox is a cool name for a show too.
There you go. Michael Baker directed because he did all the Transformers movies.
Boom.
And Megan Fox was in them.
Trans Foxmers.
But oh, here's
Transformers. It's fine.
Here's one thing that I forgot about.
Megan Fox has got those disgusting little pig cleft thumbs.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
And I don't want those things touching me, so I might be fucking Loki's pussy.
Yeah, so...
what you
yeah,
talking
if,
about,
if,
Willis?
If you're supposed to bang Megan Fox, got, like, you gotta suck those thumbs.
Okay, yeah. I'm plowing Loki. I'm looking him right in the eyes when I do it.
Liz?
To be honest, I'm fine with both.
Okay.
I have no problem.
Yeah, not fair.
I don't know. Megan Fox sucks.
She does suck.
I think she's got a terrible us. Actor. And also,
oh, yeah, she's
like, she's so fake hot, 0% attracted to her. There's just nothing redeeming. Just nah.
I agree 100%.
I'd rail Tom Hiddleston with that Loki.
All right.
I know for a fact Chris doesn't like hot chicks, so that's why he's marrying that troll.
If you said if you said the Spider-Man guy, I would have had to think about it.
Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, or Tobey Maguire.
First one you said. The newest.
All of the above.
The one that calls
a
boy.
You want
Iron
sex
Man,
a little
sir?
Boy?
Tom Holland.
Aww. He's not a little boy in real life. He's like 102.
In the movie. He's 8 in real life.
Wait, which people just aged him. Which movie is he 14 in?
In Homecoming.
Oh, I didn't see
or,
that
no,
one.
No, he defends himself. He says he's 15 and a half.
The first
so
one I saw
him in.
You're
banging a 15 and a half year old boy with a
pussy? The first one I saw him in was the...
I don't know about this.
I mean, podcast, Avengers man. Civil War.
Yeah,
Avengers
Civil War.
Yep. And Captain then I saw him in Endgame, and I mean, he was maybe in the one before that.
He's actually like 22.
He's 24.
It,
he's fuckable.
Yeah, 24.
Whatever, he's fuckable.
It's probably in my league, too, to be honest. My birthday, I ain't drinking champagne, but I'm feeling it.
I mean, he's fucking Zendaya. I don't want to put you down, but she's a little
the
bit
kid from
than
the
me.
Disney Channel show now who's a fucking...
We got some
voice.
What else has she done but the Disney Channel show?
Dude, Euphoria?
So many things. She was in that circus movie.
I know her as Casey Undercover from a show my kid watches on Disney Plus.
She's not that age anymore.
I've never really seen her in anything except Spider-Man.
Oh.
She's still relatively Jane Old. All
right, so we're going to pull away a little bit from the sexuals.
We're gonna pull out.
We're still figuring ourselves out. Because obviously what's happening.
We're going to pull out one from per Matt's suggestion. So we're going to have you answer. Would you rather be 3 feet tall or 8 feet tall?
8 feet
Explain
tall.
Explain why. Eight Benefits feet tall. And drawbacks.
The drawbacks are you have to bend over a lot. Mm. You won't fit inside of stuff good. The benefits are you can reach everything. You never have to ask.
Not anything like on the bottom shelf.
A 5 foot two woman to reach a jar of mayonnaise, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and you can dunk on fools all day long.
Yeah!
I feel like there's definitely some benefits. Like a 3 foot tall person is just constantly walking around in the air that a lot of other people's dicks have been in.
Yeah, no, I smell a lot of farts down on my level.
Is there
you're clean, crisp air. Clean ass air.
That's like a separate atmosphere.
They both drastically reduce your dating pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I feel like one. Yeah, the kink, I guess.
I feel like one reduces it a smaller percentage of.
Yeah, 3 foot tall me trying to hit on a chick like no.
You'd rather be Groot.
I would way rather be Groot
than baby Groot.
The thing is, I was with a guy who was 6'8".
A guy that was 3 feet tall.
He was 6'8", and it was genuinely uncomfortable. Not like. Like, I couldn't even hug him without having his fucking belly button in my eye. Like,
that's a benefit from the guy's perspective for the 8 foot, because you can just stand and just get head.
8 foot dude can get a standing blowjob from Liz.
Everybody always says that. Who wants a standing blowjob all the time?
I like standing blowjobs better than laying down blowjobs.
Come on, are you serious? Is this an unpopular opinion I don't know about?
This might be, I don't know.
That's weird.
No, but I'd rather be on my knees than standing.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say no, but.
Naturally.
Naturally.
A given
preference.
I would take it hanging from my toenails.
See, I don't like sitting. I don't like sitting blowjobs because you can't act like your dick does like that little like.
Whoop. Yeah, you can't get the whole dick.
Yeah,
in
you
mouth.
Can't access the whole dick.
I'm too fat
sitting
for sitting
blowjob or hanging from like monkey bars upside down.
What? Yeah. So your balls drip on her face?
Maybe.
I do not want your balls on my eyeballs. No. Our balls
like
don't.
You're like the type
of
dude that's 69s with the guy on top, aren't you?
Oh God!
Enthusiastically. Yes. That's why I'm married. Like
just
Johnson.
Jump on.
I gained respect for her, but lost it for you.
What was the question?
Something about Groot.
Would you rather
3 feet tall or 8 feet tall?
Yeah, I think unanimous 8 feet tall. Right?
No,
yeah.
3 feet tall.
You want to be 3 feet tall?
I'm not far off from that anyway.
Yeah, you're closer to that. Yeah.
And also, dating guys taller than me would just open up a lot of guys here.
Here's a thought though. You're just 3 foot tall, like aspect ratio scale down. Right?
Okay,
you're not like you're not weird. No offense to little people, but not that fucked up weird thing where you have a big head and weird stumpy arms and regular sized body like human corgis.
At least you said no disrespect.
No offense. I mean, no offense, you guys.
Those are the most offensive things.
Yeah, no,
I can
it's
think
like
of.
You got shrink rate.
You're good. You're not a disgusting
body.
Genetic abnormality. Yeah. You're not genetically inferior.
That definitely tilts me towards 8 feet. You'd be worse. You'd be worse as a tiny regular you than like a little person you. You'd be way worse.
You take
you
that like, back.
You would look like a fucking monster. 3 foot tall grown man. Little people look like
the
proportionate
to the amount of wallets while you're walking down the street.
Oh yeah,
become Oliver Twist.
That's
little
what I'm saying. Yeah, dress up like a kid. No
but also, if
you
pickpocket someone at 8 feet tall, they're not fighting back. So
ooh,
like,
that is a good point.
Like,
I
agree
that.
With
yeah,
you on the whole.
If some 8 foot fool came and stole my wallet, I'd be like, enjoy it.
Have a good day.
Yours now. Yes. I guess.
You own that. 8 foot fucking monster. You can have whatever you want.
The credit card is empty. Use it all you'd like.
Pick you up and shake it. Just all your stuff.
All your stuff falls out of your pocket.
Fuck. All right, yeah. I guess
how tall was George Mirzon or whatever his name was?
Seven,
the tallest man in the world.
7'9".
Like yes, yeah, something ridiculous.
Oh, to be taller than him, though, God,
I think I would love it because I would just
nightmare.
I would treat myself like a fucking like an ancient warrior, and I would walk around with a giant club,
leather
and take
skirt,
whatever I
just
want.
A troll man.
Yeah, I'd be a troll man.
Yeah, yeah just wearing
like
animal skin.
I would live
get a
in
Xena
somewhere
costume.
With a, I'd live right outside a small village. And just come in whenever I want. And, like, the worthy would give me offerings, and the rest
just
would get
rape
clubbed.
And pillage and...
Well, you don't have to throw the R word in there, but yes.
Scrape,
and then I'd have 3 foot tall Liz on my shoulder screaming hexes at people.
Be afraid!
You're like a Master Blaster situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, just put her on, like, a little baby carrier. On
like a baby Bjorn.
Yes, I'd have Bjorn Liz swinging from me.
Perfect.
I did not agree to that.
You can't say no
it's
to
not,
me.
I can't
man.
Say no to
it's
an Asian man at 3 feet tall.
You're going
I can't
on
say
right
no to that.
Step on your head for real.
So this one freaked me out the more that I thought about it and kind of made a visual in my head.
All right.
We're going to go with Zach on this one. Actually, no, we're going to go with Liz on this one. We're going to start off with Liz. All
right.
Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
One.
100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Probably the duck-sized horses, because I could just punt those bitches.
That's a lot of them.
Yeah, that's fine.
Your legs are going to get tired. Kicking.
That's all right.
Yeah, your legs are going to get tired. And then what happens if they just there's a wave of them?
I mean, they bite a little bit, but like at that size, their teeth don't concern me. I get bit by dogs all day. So.
Yeah, but imagine 100 of them biting you at the same time.
I'm okay with that. I'll take that risk.
Matt's visibly upset for our listeners at home.
Just punt those bitches.
No, I agree. I agree. The horses can't fly. The little horses. The big duck can get you fucking anywhere.
Big duck will fucking swim. Done, because there's no running.
He will swim for you at fucking 22 miles an hour. He will fly for you at 30 miles an hour.
It's the perfect killing machine.
I'm not gonna lie. I was team one giant duck because I'll fucking punch a duck in the eye.
Yeah,
but I did not think about it flying and swimming.
So yeah, heavy, like a too. A horse-sized duck probably weighs 600 pounds. So when it flies and stomps on you with those two giant web feet, it's like getting hit with a fucking...
claws, too?
Like two cars, like two soft-top convertibles landing on your fucking ribcage.
Matt, you swayed me. You're
dead.
There's some logic in
that. You're Patrick swayed me. I'm going after 100 tiny horses. And just think about the erection I'll have after I kill 100 horses.
With their little tiny horse duck dicks.
Oh my god.
All right. So yeah, I guess stay away from the horse-sized duck.
Yeah, man. That thing is a golem, man.
I'm surprised.
That thing's going to live outside that village with me.
I hope that ISIS and Hezbollah don't hear this episode, cuz you know that's what they're going to be working on next.
Ideas.
Giant horse-sized ducks with suicide bomber vests on.
Oh my god!
You can get anywhere.
This is why I'm saying we have to shut down all the mosques in the United States.
Because of the horse-sized ducks.
Who knows what those
potential of horse-sized
ducks? Tricky Arabs are up to.
Jesus Christ! All right, who else? Who else? I feel like one of y'all.
I'll fire off a couple. Would you rather, Christopher, eat your family pet or kill your parents? And I'm gonna throw a caveat on this. The eating of the family pet, it's alive when you start.
Ooh, parents, for sure.
Whoa!
Yeah.
All right.
Instantly.
Wait, what? Do you have to eat it from life?
Yeah, you have to
Say, no,
like,
I would 100%. I'd murk the parents and run away with the animal all happy into the sunset.
Right.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Same. My pet is the family pet, and I would literally kill for her.
Okay.
So I would kill my parents.
I'm lucky
enough
to have one of my parents already deceased.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you have less.
So I would have to take out one person
who
probably has me as a beneficiary on his life insurance.
Ooh, again with the logic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always
he's a logical dude.
It always comes back to finances.
For a guy that drank an entire bottle of champagne in the first 15 minutes of our episode, he's got mad logic.
No, there's still a drop in there.
Oh, it's vegan.
What?
Yeah.
Of course it is. What would they do?
There's no animal products in that champagne?
Do you know how they filter most wines?
Through dead cats.
I hope through the ribs of dead people.
It's through a sturgeon stomach. Like these fish.
Oh, that's fine.
Sturgeon, terrifying.
Is that an actual true fact?
Yes.
That's a real thing.
Yes.
You know, we have a friend named Justin D.
As long as they're in the Champagne region of France.
Yes. Correct. We have a friend named Justin D. who would just randomly say facts as if they were true. I don't remember. You might remember Bruce Mee used to go boop every time Justin would say something because that was his Pinocchio nose growing. But I think that's a Justin D. false fact.
Was he doing it to just to be funny or to seem like he knew things?
A little bit of both, because you can't tell. Because he would just be like, "Oh man, did you hear Robert Downey Jr.? They found JonBenet Ramsey's body in his trunk." And then just, like, go about his business. Like, it would be way more believable down-to-earth stuff than that, but that was the first thing I thought about because of this, you know, documentary I was watching about how Robert Downey Jr. might have killed JonBenet Ramsey.
Did you see the whole thing with Tom Cruise fucking fish in bathrooms?
That makes sense.
I heard about it. I don't know. Is that a real thing?
I think so. I mean, I wasn't there. I haven't seen it with my own eyes, but I guess that is a thing.
Let's see.
What was the question?
I didn't come up with one.
Kill your animal.
Oh, yeah, we already answered.
Do any of you guys have one queued up while I read through?
I do.
Okay, go for it.
I already said it, but I'm going to say it again. Would you rather accidentally send a nude to your dad or your boss?
I think this is an easy one for me if I can just jump right in. Send a dick pic to my dad for two reasons. One, it's not very good with phones, might not ever even see it. Two, he's almost 70, can't see, never got glasses.
There's not much to see, so you're good.
Yeah, like he's gonna see a big pubic bush and like that's it. Like I'm good. My boss is I work at a tech startup, so he's gonna not just get that on his phone, he's gonna get it on his watch, on his dual monitor computer setup.
Fridge?
His water cooler is gonna be like, you've got dick.
On your dad's phone, it's gonna be all dixelated, but on his phone, it'll be all clear.
My dad's ringtone for text messages is also the screaming goats because my dad just found out about YouTube.
Oh my
God. And he was like, look at this, these goats scream like people. So, like, my dick would come with that. So, that's pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Liz, would you rather send a nude to your dad or your boss?
So, I've actually done both by mistake.
And both on purpose. Whoa. Separate occasions.
But I would, at this point boss. In my life, I would rather send it to my boss if I had one. But I have also slept with most of my bosses. So, it's not like it's weird. Though. No, I haven't slept with my dad yet.
Okay. Yet is the...
So, I mean...
Is the asterisk at the end of that statement.
I also send myself nanny. Nudes.
Nanny!
I'm done with this question. Zach, what you already said, what would you rather do?
I feel like I like my job. Mm-hmm. And since my boss is a lady, I feel like I wouldn't have my job.
But that's a 50-50. Because she might be like,
no, I don't know. In today's current climate, I'd be out the door.
Yeah, no, you'd be out.
Gosh. I don't know. She might
be
like,
me too.
Listen, we've been doing this dance for a long time, partner. Time to slow the tempo and bring it in.
I think I'd rather send a dick pic to my dad. Because also, I would love to hear his response and just
see if he's proud of you.
No, he'd just be disappointed.
Like your parents have seen your dick when
you
were a little baby.
You did this. You made this. You could be like, your fault.
Look how much bigger it's gotten since I was shitting my pants, and you had to look at it covered in dookie. Now it's covered in dookie because of all these would you rather questions.
Voluntarily covered in dookie.
So we got a lot of parents seeing a lot of dicks.
All right. Yeah. Okay, guys, ready.
Yes.
This hits close to home.
I'm ready.
Would you rather have an incredibly annoying, high-pitched voice or a really deep, manly voice? I just want to hear how you guys feel.
I don't know, but, like, I feel like I've made a pretty good name for myself.
It's a real toss-up.
I just wanted to check.
Who would want a voice like this?
I know! I wanted someone to make me feel better.
If I was you know, high voices suck so bad.
Yeah.
They're the worst. I'd rather die than have a high-pitched voice.
If I had the opportunity to front like a 2007 emo band with a super high-pitched voice, I'd probably take that.
But I've been listening to a lot of
old feel like
emo.
My voice is slightly Charlie Kelly-esque. It is a little bit higher.
It gets a little higher.
Nasally a little bit, yeah. So
I can say, though, to make you feel better, there are downsides to having a really deep voice. There is no volume that you can talk at where people can't still hear you.
That's true. It carries. But also, look at gender, all too. The time. Like, guys want the deep voice, but imagine, like, a, you know, very attractive girl with just a booming low voice.
I think I'd love it.
Versus,
I don't know.
Really? Like the ugly stepsister from Shrek?
I don't know why I chose that song. That song's not sung
not
low.
Not the ideal song for that.
But I want to be in the heat.
Just wanted y'all to make me feel better, and you suck.
I'm sure this... Hey, listeners. If any of you out there would rather have a high-pitched voice than a sweet...
They're going to be like, shut the fuck up, start auto-tuning Liz again.
Yeah, we can go back to auto-tuning Liz.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You got to bring that back, I think.
I want to get auto-tuned so I can sing harder than I do. I will fucking
at the end of this
belt out some fucking bullshit if you will auto-tune
belt
it.
Belt away.
I'll go crazy.
That's, you know what?
I feel like you got to have like a little spinner and then just at the beginning of the episode just
who's
going to
get auto-tuned?
One person's going to be auto-tuned?
Yeah,
that's a good idea. Or one, at least one person has
it's
to sing
like
a random R&B song from the 90s.
Wait, can you also, can you give Liz what it seems like she really wants and just drop
her voice? Oh, yeah, 100%. Make, yeah, I could drop her voice.
Just, yeah, you should just drop
just
her voice real
I'll
low.
I'll just mute her.
The whole episode.
Just mute her.
Just hey, Chris.
Braille. Just comes with Braille.
Would you rather have a 2-inch penis or man boobs? Like,
I already have so many comments.
Just to be clear, we're talking about your versus your standard penis, right?
Yeah, so like,
because I mean, shit. There's
upgrade.
So like, I definitely don't have a 2-inch penis now.
That's so convincing.
I feel like big. You're telling me.
I feel like you could use those titties to some kind of advantage. I don't know what.
As
exactly.
a female,
you telling me I could triple up for no cause?
So, in all seriousness, as a female, I have been with basically. Definitely both of those. The tits are nothing. No one cares. I don't give a shit that your boobs are bigger than mine.
Yeah, so I have genuinely stopped talking
to men because, like, it's just not enough. I get the whole, like, it's how you use it, and it is to an extent, but, like, if you don't have it, you can't
to an extent,
use it.
Without
yeah.
any
like,
exaggeration, what's the smallest dick?
I'm not joking.
For the listeners at home, the Hershey's fun size.
Can we just throw up a prayer for those guys?
No, I'm serious. And we talked about this last night.
I know the medical term for it.
It's a micro dick.
No.
Oh.
It's a peepee. Oh. If it's that small. It's
No. I'm really invested in dick medicine.
Hold
on.
A little pishy.
Let me speak on the dick medicine. That's my thing.
So Zach and I had this conversation last night.
About
my
peepee?
Go for it, Dr. Richard. I had to genuinely stop talking to a guy because I knew that I was going to make him cry one day by mistake. Like, I just knew it. Like, even if we never had sex again, I had to cut him out of my life completely because I was going to slip one day and just be like, all right, small dick, like, fuck out of here. Like, and it is
out of here,
it was painful. And he's like a nice guy. And I'm like, I can't do it.
Mm.
Not even just like, now that I know what his penis looks like, I can't respect him as a person.
You know, it's crazy.
I feel bad.
Yeah. You've had to stop sleeping with guys because they got little dicks. And like, I'm over here turning away chicks with huge pussies. And I'm like, damn, girl. Get that thing out of my bed.
Yeah, so I'm not trying to drown.
Damn, did you borrow half a pussy from your friend?
So, with that being said, what is everyone's answer to that?
Yeah, I'm going to confidently rock the tits. I'm going to put on that hot
But it
tenor.
Also, so it did say man boobs. It didn't say like a full set of double
yeah, like,
D's.
Lady tits on a guy.
Yeah.
Right.
I got man boobs.
Yeah, right.
I put on 50 pounds over the past year, so I got a little bit of
Mine are getting better every year.
I have the smallest tits in this room, honestly.
That's true. Hopefully the smallest dick, too.
Nah, not at all. I've seen yours.
I have the whitest butthole.
How often
natural
do you bleach it?
By the hour.
There's a question on this list that I don't know how you didn't ask it. Because this might be how we end the show.
Oh, God.
Because this is a tough one.
We're 47 minutes in, so let's end it.
I'm going to start with you because I feel like this is going to be like. This is tough. All right. Oh, where to go? I lost it. All right. Would you rather have your brain transplanted into a robot's body or into any animal body of your choice?
Oh, dude.
Yeah, dude. This is tough.
Now, there's like, a lot of different factors.
We have to set up some parameters. We're talking about only real animals? Because I don't know if we've all forgotten about the earlier reference horse-sized duck.
Oh, my God. I think you can guys, a horse-sized duck if you want to, but it's still an organic being with expiration date.
Yeah, so I'm a huge fan of the idea of plop my brain in a metal body and I'll rock it for the rest of eternity.
Mars
while
attacks.
It would be fucking amazing to be a horse-sized duck, there's an end date to that. There's an expiration.
Yeah. And I assume it's quick because that's a big animal. They don't live long.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the amount of people that are hunting you for that meat.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
So much
fagua.
You got that target on your back. So yeah, I'm going to go with, I want that robot body. I mean, I have metal in 3 out of 4 of my limbs, my back, neck, everything else. So I'm already there. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
It's like that movie
Kick-Ass. Not a far step.
But actually more entertaining to watch.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm Wolverine, but worse. But if it meant longer life, I'll give me that robot body. Do I still get the man boobs from the previous question?
In like your 10-inch belly button?
Get all of them?
Yeah, instead of boobs, you have two-inch dicks.
No, oh, like 10-inch nipples.
10-inch nipples.
You're covered. You're covered in 10-inch belly buttons.
Tie them up, lock it in, good to go.
They're like little sensors to make sure you're not too close to something, man. Like whiskers on a cat.
Start beeping when you are too close.
All right, Matt, since it's your birthday, what song are you going to sing that will auto-tune to end this episode?
That's a good question.
Take your time thinking about
it. Do you have any requests? I mean,
birthday sex.
Ooh.
It's your birthday song.
Do you know that song?
No.
All right. We'll play it for you when we're done.
Such a bop.
How we got to think of something. Yeah, we can edit all this.
I need to be inspired.
How about
inspire me?
How about I want to dance with somebody? We were singing that earlier.
Yeah, and you do it better.
Do you know the actual words, though?
I mean, I know those three words or whatever.
As long as you know that. So you get the high note in there.
And I will always love you. That's all I got. Auto-tune it. Send it to the label.
So
it'll be auto-tune. On new release Friday next week.
I feel you're like you welcome. Really drop that super low.
Yeah. All right, give us a K-bye.
K-bye.
Hey, bye.
World spinning like revolvers. You got a problem, then I got a team of solvers. Social media type plan, a lot of ballers. From Heracles to Nostradamus, homie, it's the problem. So yo, Zach keeps the team intact. The beat get out in the dark. The Tony Stark ready on the attack. He don't relax, he got the studio pack with three bombs, two girls, microphone, and the serious track. Hailing from the dark side, a dog ride and cross lines. Show the real from the whack, call that bar apartheid. Search for truth. But we know where our heart lies. Catches out in murky waters where all the sharks die. The Doom Walker, Schumacher, smooth talking, mass bits, nuances. He honest, beyond us, rewind us. He Honda the way the truth slaps. Now to do that, just to prove that. Yeah, the altar every day, bring it to the boom bap. My boy M always stay telling the truth. Like when diverse attorneys gotta split up your loot. Like when I conjure up storms when I'm up in the booth. Yeah, we slightly out the norm and we coming like revolvers. You got a problem, then I got a team of solvers. Social media type plan, the long callers. From Heracles to Nostradamus, homie, it's the problem. Live demeanor like the goddess Athena. Guarantee you can't reach it. Give you the secret lair, jet and a visa. Get the stats right, flash bright, smoothing your speakers. Cause in the past life or half life, get with some decreases. You better pack light, act right, save a sound bite. Cause she be talking overhead just like stalactites.